Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. I want your voice of truth to be the
loudest. Hello everyone and welcome to Turn the Light On. I'm Pastor Kevin Radlin and we're so glad that each one of you joined us for the program today. Turn the Light On is our topical devotion here on 91.5 FM and it's available for you as a podcast on our church website at ourlighthouse.net. And you go to the Turn the Light On tab and you can go through all the different programs and maybe even catch up on a couple you might have missed. So we hope that you'll join us in any of those potential ways. We are so glad that you're here. And I have a special guest with me as always. We call him special guest, but you're really just a fixture at this point. Martita Stanton's here with us today. Say hi, Martita.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, the show is Pastor Kevin Radlin and Friends, so you're obviously a good friend. You're a very good friend because you're here all the time.
Actually, and I appreciate it. I consider you like a brother.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Me too. Yeah, in the Lord, we've done a lot of things, and there's still a lot more to do.
So yes.
I'm excited about that. But to those of you who are out there listening today, we've got an amazing topic for you, and it's always something different. It's always something to challenge you in your life. We want to see you growing and experiencing God in new ways and applying biblical principles to your life, and how can we help you is what we always come at, right, Martita?
Yes.
How can we help them apply everyday biblical terms into their normal lives at work and at home? And
transformation.
Yes.
You don't have to stay where you're at. We can change every day. I mean, it's not how we started. It's how we end up.
Sure. Absolutely.
And it's a process.
It is a process.
And it's let's make it the best that we can every day. And it doesn't have to be hard. It's little steps.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you go, wow, I'm a complete different person. And it's all because of Christ.
That's so good. So the topic that we wanted to bring to you guys today is love one another. Okay? There's a lot of scriptures. We're going to break this down for you, but this is a commandment from God that you would love one another. And how do you do that? I think there's a whole lot of, who, what, where, when's, and why's as to how and why and where do we love one another.
So let's start, since you started, it's a commandment. Let's start with Mark 12:30-31.
Okay.
And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these.
That's so good. You know, I can love myself pretty good. I get out and doing everyday life and I can get selfish at times and I can want things. And I think the Bible is really saying, break it down to this point. You know you love yourself, okay? You know you love all the different things about you. So love your neighbor that way.
Yes.
Love your neighbor like you love you. And you'll do good to do that because, I mean, it's powerful.
Well, when it says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and all your strength, the moment you get that connected with the Lord,
yeah,
the Lord fills you with his love,
right,
for yourself and others.
That's so good.
So it is not hard to do it when you are walking in Christ, because Christ is love.
Sure.
And then therefore, he fills you with that love for yourself, but right, it's for you to share with others. So pray, Lord, fill me up so much that it comes out of my pores out into people.
Yeah, sure.
You know, let your presence take over so strong in me, but it comes with, you have to make a choice. I want this.
Right.
The Lord gave it
to you.
We always
have that free will card.
Exactly. I want this. Lord, fill me so much that it comes out of my pores and it goes into others.
Yeah.
And let it flow.
I love the part where it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, who's your neighbor?
Good question.
Come on, Martita. Who do you think your neighbor really is?
Well, it starts with my spouse.
I could be like, well, you know, God, my neighbor Mike and Linda, you know, I'll just love them. They're my neighbors. So I fulfilled this scripture.
But you know what?
Just them, though. Everybody else is, you know, they're on the outs.
To me, it starts with my spouse. Okay?
Sure.
I have to love myself. And sure. I have to love them as much as I love me.
Yeah, love God, which is the first part.
Yeah.
Now we're at loving our neighbor. So your spouse would be your...
My spouse.
He's the closest neighbor you have,
right? That's
right. He's right there when you roll over, you know,
give him an elbow. How many times you live with somebody and you neglect them?
Oh, we're all the worst towards our own families.
Exactly.
Come on, if everybody out there that's listening is being honest, we treat everybody better than our families.
And then we are angry or whatever, and we hold it in, and we let it out at home because it's a safe place. So let's start with that. Then our children, our family.
We have to start there.
My ministry starts at home.
Oh, I hear you.
Okay. And then go to the streets. My neighbor.
I'm being challenged right now. You know that. I know everybody out there is going, gee, thanks a lot. I got to start at home with that guy or that girl or my kids. What are you talking about?
They're teenagers. They're 2 years old. They're screaming.
I just want to love the neighbor. He doesn't ever come over.
But it's easy to love somebody that you only see once every 2 months or whatever.
For sure.
But loving, it starts at home.
Wow.
And then wherever you're standing, whoever's standing next to you, that's your neighbor.
Right. The grocery store, Circle K.
It doesn't matter.
Home Depot.
If you're in high school, the student next to you.
Sitting next to you in class.
It doesn't matter what they smell like, what they look like.
Right.
You don't know. They need the love of the Lord.
This is a weird little side topic, but I'm going to go there because I just feel it in my heart real quick. But, you know, a lot of kids and a lot of people in life have dealt with bullying.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And, you know, when the Bible tells us to love our neighbor, it's talking about those kids. It's talking about that hard-to-love person or that person that everybody else is rejecting. God is calling us to reach out to them and to minister to them and to love them.
You know, when my kids were in elementary school, there was a bully there. And he happened to live a block from us. And we thought, oh, this kid, you know, we wanted to strangle him because he was a big kid and he was so mean. Well, one day we're taking a walk and we see them and the dad was beating him and screaming at him. And we were like, this kid is broken.
Yeah.
This is what he's getting at home.
Hurt people,
and he's staking all this frustration out on other kids.
Right.
You know? Now, it doesn't mean that I will allow him to bully my kid or other kids because I saw it and
it's
I called it out.
Either way you look at it.
Right. So we have to.
At least you had an understanding, though.
Yes. And we started praying for that family.
Yeah.
Because it's like, Lord, they need you. And protect that kid and break through, you know, all this that is going on.
So he was your neighbor.
He was my actually
you
he was.
To love him.
Yes.
Loving people isn't always just hugging them. It can be praying for someone
that
you know is in a situation in their life. They may never even know that you're praying for them, but you can love them by actually praying for them. That's
and
so
yet,
good.
That's and
good.
Yet I had to step up and go to the school and say, this is bullying going on,
right.
And you have to protect yourself and others. It doesn't say, oh, I'm going to love this person, so I'm going to let them beat on me.
Yeah, we're
that's
never going to tell someone
saying.
As a pastor, I'm never going to tell somebody that's in a physical, harmful, even sometimes verbally, very harmful situation to stay in that situation.
That's right. You need to get help.
But God will restore. God will bring, you know, victory in those situations.
But we can forgive. We can love that person, even sometimes when we have to do it at a distance.
You know, the Bible says to love those that persecute you. So I think this kid, he's persecuting your kids and you want to lash out. And many of you out there, you have a boss that you'd love to, you know, lash out at, or you have that crazy cousin, or, you know, whatever the scenario is.
We all have somebody.
The neighbor that turns the music on and plays it really loud, knowing that it's annoying you. Or there's just so many different scenarios that I hear of as a pastor when I'm talking with people. And my encouragement to them is always, try to find love, a way to love them, to break the cycle.
And if you have to.
Of their anger or their frustration. Many times you're just the result, that you're just the outlet for them of something way deeper, yes, some way bigger hurt in their life that they're processing through.
And let me tell you, Martita walking in the flesh as a mom, it was hard for me because I wanted to go and whip this boy. I'm not going to, you know, the boy, the mama in me was coming out. But I had to really go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your help. I need to pray for this person. I need to pray for this family. I need for protection for the kids. I need you to intervene. So it's just, you know, let's be real. I'm a mom. I'm going to, you want to protect. But that doesn't mean that I was going to hate the kid.
Right.
I have to love the kid.
Sure.
And reach out and
but
try to help.
But still stand for justice and, yes, and the right things, but yes, love them in the process. You know, how many times do we find people in our lives that, you know, we just want, we want wrath, we want revenge, we want to bring hatred against them when really God is calling us to love them through. Doesn't mean we accept their behavior, but right, we can love them in the process. And, you know, that brings me to the number one scripture of all time. You know, you see it in the football, you know, goalposts and everywhere else, but it's John 3:16. It says this, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son, that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, okay? Because there's where we're at.
That's
we
want
to judge people, mm-hmm, okay? He didn't send Jesus to judge the world, but to save the world through him. You see, God is love, Martita. And, you know, if we are going to try to love anybody in the world, we're going to have to go to God first and know that God loved the world. He sent his son to a world that hated him. You know, God's biggest problem with, you know, loving one another, with him trying to love us, is that we don't love him back. And,
yes,
you know, and if we're going to truly love people and love our neighbor, we have to go to God first. I call it the triangle. You can't love Jeff without loving him through God. You can try to just you and him, but you're never going to be able to make that connection, you know, together, because God is love. If you don't have God in the equation, there's really not love there. Now, you could lust him, you could like him, but to truly have the nature of love itself for him, you've got to do that through Christ, because God is love. So, you know, I think that's one of the world's biggest problems when it comes to loving one another, is they're all liking each other or lusting each other, and they don't know God, and they're all trying to make these relationships work on a back and forth kind of scenario, because neither one of them or any of them know God.
Well, it changes
in their
because
life.
Now, instead of being true love, it is conditional love.
Right.
You have to do this, 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 and this for
if
me to love you.
If you do this, then
yes,
I'll do this.
Yes.
That's responsive.
And, yeah.
It's not really love.
You have to fulfill my expectations for me to love you.
Right.
That's conditional.
Yeah.
But God gave us unconditional love. And that is, oh my gosh. Whew. When he sent his son, and he died for us, we hadn't accepted him. So he loved us first.
Right.
Knowing that some of us will receive the love and some of them will not.
Yeah.
But yet he died for every single one.
Absolutely. But we still have to choose to receive that.
Exactly.
So good.
So the same way we are to love people, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to receive our love. But our job is to love anyway.
Sure. Well, John 13, 34 through 35 says this, a new commandment that I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Listen to that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. You see, God is saying they'll recognize love because it's so different than what they're experiencing in their life. It's so drastic. When they see real love happening, they'll go, oh, that can only be from God. They exactly. must be disciples of Jesus.
So the
that's
first
the way
thing,
the world's going to recognize.
The first thing we got to do is have a relationship with the Lord.
Right.
Once we have that relationship with Jesus Christ, then we are filled right. with his love.
Yeah.
And then we can, therefore, love everybody else.
You see, once we recognize God's love for us and how it's unconditional.
Yes.
You know, it took me a while to figure out that God's love was unconditional towards me, because I would still try to approach God thinking he might be mad at me because I did this, or he might be upset with me because I didn't listen to what he said. But his love is without condition. It's not based on my performance. It is yeah. truly based on who I know, not what I do. And that is knowing his son, Jesus, and putting faith in his finished work on the cross and his love for us. That's where, if you love as I have loved you, then we begin to see the power of God released into the world.
So receive the love of the Lord. Because so many times we say, I'm not worthy. Yeah, we're not worthy, but Jesus made us worthy. So yeah. receive the Father's love, receive Jesus' love, be filled with the Holy Spirit, walk in his presence
so
and
good.
His love, and that way you can love others.
Yeah, I think if we look at 1 John 4, 7 through 11, it's powerful. It's right here, exactly what you're saying. It says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everybody who loves is born of God and knows God. You see, there's the triangle.
That's right.
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And this, the love of God, was manifested towards us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Okay. That's right.
And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to what?
Love one another. But it's a choice.
It is a choice.
Love is a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice.
Yeah.
Because we a lot of times, oh, well, I don't feel the butterflies. Or,
yeah, right.
You know? No, love is a choice. I'm going to love you because you're my brother.
Right.
God is our father. We're right. brother and sister. And I therefore, I love you.
And you may not be happy with me all the time.
We might not agree.
But you're still going to love me.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
I'm asking. No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm totally kidding. But we're out there.
But you said that right.
Putting
it's not
that conditional love on people.
Liking somebody is not a expectation needed to love.
Right.
I cannot like somebody but still love that person.
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely.
There's not the unconditional love.
Right.
Unconditional love.
So powerful, man.
1 John 4:21, and this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also, or sister.
Must.
That's yes.
the key word.
There's a big
not
thing.
Not should.
This is not a choice of saying, well, I don't feel like it. Again, it's not a feeling. This is a commandment from the Lord that says you must love your brother and sister.
Well, let's talk about, I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but let's talk about the topic of unforgiveness for a second. You know, because this scripture really says, you know, in this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must forgive. Love is forgiveness.
Yes.
Forgive his brother also.
Yes.
Release them. Because there's a lot of people out there that have done a lot of people wrong, Martita. They've
yes.
double-crossed them. They've lied. They've cheated. They've been in addiction and stolen from them. I could create 1,000 scenarios of how people have done other people
they
wrong.
They have been raped.
And it does
they have
mean,
been,
yeah.
I mean, beaten.
Yes. Assaulted.
Abused.
Right.
Physically, emotionally. It's so many different things.
But, you know, God is still saying that we must love everyone. We need to operate in love because love conquers all. Love is the most powerful force on the planet because it's Him. It's God Himself.
Yes.
Being released. And, you know, we can't see the big picture many times. We don't know every detail of every person's life and all that they've gone through and what wounds they're releasing from in their own lives. So we have to trust God and we have to love these people. Now, by all means, we never put ourselves in situations or circumstances where we can be hurt.
No.
Because we're supposed to love somebody, but nonetheless, we cannot let bitterness, we can't let unforgiveness become a part of our life and really bring damage to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the enemy's strategies. And
as long as you don't forgive, you're in bondage.
Sure.
So they, if you don't forgive somebody, that other person has still control over you.
Absolutely.
When we forgive that person, we are free from that person.
Right.
And then we can heal.
Yep. Doesn't mean we have to stay in a
nope. You get away. Nope.
Relationship with them, but we can love them.
Yes. And you can be free. And again, you don't have to put yourself in a situation of harm or be with that person, but you can be free. He's set free so the Lord can work in their hearts and you are free so you can get healing that you need.
Yeah, so good. So guys, we really hope that you're enjoying this topic of loving one another. I know we're challenging you. I know
yes.
we're poking at you in situations that you have in your life, but this is the heart of God, that you would be able to move past those situations and past those circumstances that have caused you to have hatred in your heart, unforgiveness in your heart, bitterness towards
pain.
Others and pain. And because all that does is it causes you to act just like that bully
mm-hmm.
in your story and to lash out rather than love in your life. So we're talking about loving one another. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about it and finish things up.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35, you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're going to have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right, we'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's going to be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out. We'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church Flea Market Saturday, April the 29th. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, we want to say thanks to our sponsors. They are amazing. Thank you, Mike Green at Hercules Fence and Paul Hoskins over at Paradise Air and Heat. You guys make the program such a powerful thing for people to experience out there, and we really appreciate you. So, Martita, we've been talking about loving one another, and I don't think you can really talk about God and love and loving one another and love itself without bringing up 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Why don't you read that for us?
Yes, this is what love looks like. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance.
So there's the challenge. Are you feeling a little impatient in your life about a situation, or you being unkind in a situation? You need to take a step back, and you need to begin to apply God's love to that situation in your life. These are flags that you can actually look at and go, you know, are you feeling jealous over somebody having something you don't have, or, you know, just jealousy in general? Are you boasting, or are you proud in your life? These are signs that you are not operating in God's kind of love, that you're lusting or you're liking, but you're not in love. So, you know, don't be rude and don't demand your own way. I've demanded my own way in my family. You know, you hit hard with everybody on the family card. Yeah. Thanks. We really all appreciate that. Those of you who are listening, okay? But you know what? We can't demand our own way, because yes, God is true. He knows the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, we have to, you know, look at his way and not our way when it comes to these kind of things. I mean, we could break this scripture down for an hour, really. But any last words that you'd like to share with everybody, Martina?
Yes, connect to Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and fill you. Take just a couple minutes and sit and say, Lord, fill me with your love. I receive it. I love you, and let me flow.
That is really amazing. So, guys, I hope you take that encouragement to heart and do it. So thanks again for listening to the program. We'll see you guys next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.